On Sunday, a Good Samaritan vessel noticed an unsecured skiff on the beach near Poison Cove. That's on southern Chichikov Island, about 30 miles north of Sitka. Don Kluding is captain of Sitka Mountain Rescue.
Well, they were taking a look and investigating that. They had gone back in the woods a little bit farther and hollered and ended up startling a sow and cub. And things just didn't seem right to them, and so they went back out to their boat and notified Coast Guard Sector Juneau.
The Coast Guard called Mountain Rescue, and they, along with Sitka Police and an Alaska State Trooper, responded. Sitka Police said in a statement that responders found a campsite with evidence of a struggle. A trail of disturbed vegetation and articles of clothing led responders to a brown bear cache, which contained partially consumed human remains. Puerta was tentatively identified based on items found at the scene and information from his friends and family. His remains were flown to the state medical examiner's office in Anchorage, which will confirm his identity. Kluding was one of the first people on scene, and he says things looked amiss even from the beach, where the engine cover on the 13-foot skiff had been removed and placed inside the boat.
You know, we don't have confirmation or anything, but it certainly appears like there was a mechanical problem. The motor was in the down position, and it ended up on the beach in that location. And so I can certainly understand why the reporting party went ashore to take a look and investigate initially, because it was precarious. It wasn't normal. It's not how somebody would normally anchor a boat and leave it.
Investigators are continuing to piece together what happened on shore. Sitka Police Lieutenant Barry Allen says Puerta was working under contract with the Forest Service and was delivering groceries to a work site out at Sitco Bay. The incident took place in a triad of islands known as the ABCs. That stands for Admiralty, Baranof, and Chichagof. The three islands are among the most densely populated brown bear habitats in the world. But still, violent encounters between bears and humans are rare occurrences. The last fatal bear encounter in the ABC Islands was in 1988, when a 40-year-old man was killed by a brown bear while hunting alone near Port Alexander. The last fatal bear encounter in Southeast Alaska occurred in 2000 in Hyder. A man in a campground was killed by a bear frequenting a nearby landfill. Doug Larson works for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game out of Juneau. He is the Southeast Regional Supervisor for Fish and Game's Wildlife Conservation Arm.
In most cases, when bears and people come in contact, it's sort of a reciprocal. Both want to get out of one another's way, and bears typically will flee, assuming they've got a place to get away to or an avenue out.
Larson says there are exceptions to that, of course, such as when a sow is guarding her cubs or a bear feels its food source is threatened.
And when they're surprised to where they don't have a place where they can flee to. So then it's that fight or flight. And in those cases, there have been instances where bears will come after a human basically to protect themselves.
But Larson also stresses that he is speaking generally about bear behavior. Fish and Game is not yet involved in this case, and too little is known right now to determine why this bear might have killed Puerta. Sitka police and state troopers continue to investigate. They spent Monday looking for the bear or bears that might have been responsible. Standard practice after a fatal bear encounter with a human is to kill the bear involved. Larson says that's partly to learn more about why the bear was behaving aggressively, and partly to prevent it from happening again. With reporting from KCAW's Ann Bryce, this is Ed Ronco in Sitka.